This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. That's the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview, insightful comments from people who are in the talk radio business, talking about the story, the top 10 items on the Talkers list, published at Talkers.com in Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you first to Victoria Jones, longtime talk radio personality, now with the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. We're also joined by John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Gold Coast in Florida. We like to mix it up a little bit, have different people with different points of view, so you can hear how folks are thinking, how they're dealing with some of these issues on the air, and in their own lives, their own thought process as well. The 10 stories, let's see if we can... Victoria, we sometimes have a hard time. McFadden's not here, so... He usually chastises me because I don't get through these things quickly enough. If I just give you the list and then we pick out some of the things that really appeal to all of us or we think have appealed to listeners this week. Number 10, still people talking about the end of Game of Thrones. So that's a biggie. At number 9, focus on immigration. At number 8, the tensions between Iran and the United States. Number 7, the new abortion laws that seem to be surfacing. What's the reason for all of that? Number 6, the weather around the country, really wild weather this past week. Is it because of climate change, global warming, all that stuff? Same old conversation, basically. That hasn't changed any. Number 5, the trade war with China. Number 4, who's running for the presidency? Maybe the better question these days is who's not running for the presidency. Number 3, impeachment momentum. Number 2, the tax returns of the president. And number 1, whether or not the president is stonewalling on any number of issues. That seems to be, that could be a collective that would be at number 1 or number 2 most any week. In terms of the people list, the president or premier, which is Xi Jinping, is he the president of China or the premier?
No.
He's not the... Victoria, what is Xi?
He's the premier.
He's the premier.
Yeah.
Well, is he the president or is he the premier?
He's the president. He's the top guy. He's the guy who makes the decisions.
He's the president.
He's the man.
Yes, he is the man. And here's a guy who would like to be... Actually, a couple of people on this list would like to be the man, at least in our country. Pete Buttigieg, if that's how he pronounces that. I can never pronounce it, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. Number 9, mayor of South Bend. Joe Biden is at 8. Beto O'Rourke is at 7. I can't even begin to imagine why Beto O'Rourke would be higher on the list than Joe Biden. Doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm not the one who's doing the... I'm not the one who's putting the numbers together. Rex Tillerson is at number 6. And the usual position for the socialists who love Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's at 5. Rashida, is it Tlaib? I don't know. We've pronounced them Tlaib, I believe, is the name. Don McGahn is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. All right. So, Victoria and John, in terms of your own habits, how much attention, John, I'll start with you, have you paid to the Game of Thrones?
As far as the Game of Thrones goes, absolutely phenomenal, the types of numbers that the television audience tuned in for last week. I really can't believe it. Seems like everybody already is looking forward to the next installment that I understand is coming out in another year or so.
The book. But, you mean the book? So,
Yeah. Totally amazing. I really can't believe what that program has done for HBO.
When you look at the ratings, though, the numbers 16 million and then streaming 19 million,
you compare them to the numbers from when we were kids, or certainly when we were younger, you and I, the last episode of MASH, 70 million yeah. people watched that. And this was, what, 40 years ago? So right. the fact that we now, at that point in time, you may have had a couple of dozen choices as to what to watch on television. Right now, you've got 500 different shows in various stages of production for various networks and streaming services and that sort of thing. So people have many more choices, and so that makes this more significant. But it seems with all the talk about it, Victoria, when we were in Ireland, you and I and the other talk folks that were along on the ride got to see a lot of the sort of up close and personal, the impact that this show, Game of Thrones, has had on the culture in Ireland.
Huge, yes. Some of it is filmed or has been filmed in Northern Ireland, and it's had a huge impact there. In fact, they have just opened a major Game of Thrones exhibit in Northern Ireland in the area where it's been filmed, and that there's all kinds of very cool stuff that you can do there. And I have to say that you're speaking right now to the obsessed member of the cult who watched the series finale live. I normally watch them delayed, but I watched it live so that I would be able to go online, not only on social media, because I knew that all top 10 Twitter topics would be Game of Thrones, but just so that I could go to a news website, because I knew that there would be spoilers everywhere, right. So I had to see it. And oh my goodness me, I didn't like the finale when I watched it, but as
because Blondie got killed.
No, she needed to be killed. She was as crazy as a loon. She had to go. I would have killed her. I would have killed her last season, to be honest with you. She was mad, to use an English expression. But she had to go. But I was disappointed because it was very difficult to land that plane. But as the week went on, the more I thought about it, the more I came to the conclusion that it had to end that way, and that the various people had to go their different ways in that way. I just wasn't happy about who finally became the King of Thrones, because he didn't do anything to deserve it. But I was happy, and I was happy that the dire wolf, called Ghost, the wolf, finally got petted by John. You won't understand this, but all your Game of Thrones listeners are nodding their heads. This was the one thing that united the entire Twitter sphere worldwide, which was that the wolf finally got petted in the final episode.
Listen to this, John. John, were you engaged as thoroughly as Victoria in watching Game of Thrones?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay.
No, I'm probably one of the few in the country that wasn't.
I wasn't at all involved. I thought it was way too violent. What I get a kick out of, knowing Victoria as well as I, as long as I have and as well as I do, that she's so bloodthirsty. She's loves the violence and cut them up, chop them up, kill them.
Was a little too much.
Too much.
Okay, I think we got the gist of that story. Doug, all right, moving along.
Doug, very very quickly, moving on to something else that I found amazing this week. What about the Jeffersons and the reboot, along with All in the Family?
Right, that was something. Yeah. That's a very good twist on the same theme. What do you watch and why do you watch it? You know, all the shows. This was Sweeps Week, or the end of Sweeps Month, Thursday, the last Thursday of May, as is the case with the last Thursday in February, last Thursday in November. Those are the three sweep months when people are registered. Their viewing habits actually registered, and the ratings predicate how much money you can charge for your advertising on your network or your TV program. So with that comes all of the ending season finale of this, that, and the other thing. And I think that what you've just mentioned, the whole business about all these shows, The Voice and American Idol, the interest in those shows, it's a very interesting time. And People, I don't know how people have the time to watch all these shows, frankly.
Well, I agree. I'm with you. But as far as the Jeffersons and All in the Family goes, I was fascinated at the production values in that, and they had that down so well, and the actors with the live television and how they performed. I thought it was pretty amazing.
Some people said to me that they were bothered by the fact that these people were trying to play the roles of such iconic actors as Carol O'Connor, for example, and the Jeffersons, all the people that were in that. Although I did hear that they thought the best one, most people I talked to thought the best actor was Jamie Foxx as
Manny.
Yeah. So you liked it anyway. Did you see it, Victoria?
I did not see it, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Maybe it's a generational thing. Might have been, anyway. 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Jones, DC Radio Company. Doug Steffen with a question about energy. Are you up to your potential? Can you do as much as you used to do? And any number, measure it any way you want to. There are a lot of people struggling to get back into shape, for example. There are a lot of people who don't, they don't feel it. They don't get it. They say, oh, I'm getting older. I guess I'm not as good at lovemaking, for example. Not as strong as I used to be. I can't focus at work as well. I'm exhausted in the gym, yada, yada, yada. Well, let's see if we can go over all of that and fix it with a product called NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. NuGenix definitely can help you out if anything that I just described is you. High levels of testosterone, for example, play an important part. This is something, you know, it's a men's product for sure, but would you believe that more women are ordering this product than men? And for kind of obvious reasons, I guess. NuGenix maximizes your energy, increases your muscle mass, and boosts your libido. That's what women are interested in. That makes a lot of sense. So if you'd like to try this product out, see how it works for you, boosting your confidence and your energy levels, you can get a free bottle by texting the word FORCE to 321-321. That's text FORCE to 321-321. Get your free bottle of NuGenix and see how it affects your life and your loving. Be more confident. Text the word FORCE to 321-321 for your free bottle of NuGenix.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot stories, hot items in terms of News Talk Radio. That's our job here. The News Talk Radio world, assimilating what goes on conversationally. John Harper, WMEL on the Gold Coast of Florida here. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company with different twists and turns. So when we get to the immigration reform issue number 9, rather than personalize it or make it domestic, one of the things that I think plays in here, if you'll pardon me stretching this a little bit, is the situation in England with the resignation of Theresa May, the whole Brexit problem, which is a direct result of immigration problems, the refusal of, and this is my read on it, the refusal of mainland countries to deal with the immigration problem as folks come up from the Middle East, Syria, into Turkey and Greece, and then into Germany and all over the place. And they ended up, a lot of them, in England, and the British don't like it because they've, the intruders, that's what they call them, a lot of them, have taken jobs and upset all kinds of things, and people just didn't like it. So that's what started all of this, and now it's become sort of a different game. Victoria, what's your read on this at this point?
Well, she had to go. I mean, there were. I mean, talk about the number of knives being used in Game of Thrones. There's been a Game of Thrones going on in England for months now to get rid of her, and this is within the Conservative Party, that is Theresa May's party. She has had a lot of resignations within her cabinet, and so she's been heavily weakened. That's on further weakening after she called a snap election, general election, you remember, a while ago, expecting to consolidate her victory, and instead she weakened herself, so she was further weakened. And she's lost her Brexit vote now 3 times, and so she's incredibly weak, and people kept urging her to resign, and she wouldn't resign. She's a very stubborn person. She's very hardworking, very diligent, but she's somebody without vision, and they've needed a visionary to get this Brexit through, and she's not been able to do it.
So is there another vote coming to change the Brexit outcome?
There will be, because they've been given until Halloween to get it through. But first things first, they've got to get a new Conservative Prime Minister, and they'll do that within the Conservative Party. And Boris Johnson is very, very keen to be that leader because
I don't know that much about him. What is it? What's his name is not household. Well, I don't know that Theresa May's name is
Boris
household.
Johnson is a populist. He is very bouncy. He can be, he's a chameleon, he can be incredibly right-wing, or he can reverse himself and appear to be quite centrist. He used to be the Lord Mayor of London, and when he was quite centrist. And then he became a Member of Parliament and moved very, very right. He was one of the people who got Brexit through, which he did by telling things that were not true to the public, which he later admitted were pretty much not true. He's a very, very clever man.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think Floridians' approach to illegal immigration, how is it? We'll move away from England. Just give me 30 seconds, if you can, John, on the status of immigration issues in your neck of the woods.
Well, Doug, it's kind of a wait-and-see attitude here in Florida and on the space coast of Florida. I think people are just waiting to find out what happens in some of the other places in the country where this issue is, at the moment, much hotter.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. In Florida, it used to be hot. It didn't seem to be so hot now. Maybe that's because of the influx of all the people there and everything sort of being modified, somewhat opinion-wise. 28 past the hour, as you listen to this week's talk radio.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The Pentagon is sending an additional 1,500 troops to the Middle East. President Donald Trump says it's part of a mostly protective effort to deter Iranian threats.
They cannot have nuclear weapons, and under the Obama horrible agreement, they would have had nuclear weapons within 5 or 6 years.
The Pentagon announced Friday that Iran's Revolutionary Guard is responsible for attacks on 4 tankers at a port in the United Arab Emirates. The man who admitted to kidnapping Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents last fall in Wisconsin appeared in court Friday and was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Attorney Chris Ganstrup read a statement from Kloss.
He stole my parents from me. He stole almost everything I loved from me. For 88 days, he tried to steal me. And he didn't care who he hurt or who he killed to do that.
Jamie escaped from Patterson's remote cabin after being held captive for 88 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A lot of conversation, as usual. News Talk Radio is the number one format on the radio in America. I wonder how influencing the podcast generation is in terms of News Talk. Most of the podcasts that are being produced these days are about their spoken word. Formatically, they're not music, I don't think. So I wonder how, just as an aside before we get back to some of the issues, how much of an influence Victoria Jones, both the John Harper and Victoria Jones here on the review, how much time do you spend, what influence do podcasts have on you?
Quite an influence, actually. Both podcasts and also just audio books. I do both. I enjoy podcasts. I find that listening to podcasts is a way of being informed without having to sit in front of the television.
All right, so under what circumstances, in your car, at home when you go to bed, what are the circumstances when you listen to podcasts? Where are you and what's going on?
I'm usually doing other things. I might be doing something on my phone. I might not usually working because I can't work and listen to something. I might be doing housework, so I might have my earphones in. I might be cooking. I might be tidying up. I might be putting a wash on. I might be just doing stuff around the house. I might be driving. So things like that. And then I can listen to a podcast at the same time. Not when I'm in bed, because podcasts for me are usually nonfiction. Mm-hmm. Very often about national security, things like that that I'm interested in. Cyber, counterintelligence. Those are things I'm very interested in.
So what would be your number one choice or pick as far as podcasts that are available regularly?
No, I'm going to blank. I'm going to blank on the ones I like. So
okay,
that's going to be really annoying. But then I also do listen to fiction. So I listen to audiobooks for fiction, and those I do listen to at night in bed, because I don't like to listen to nonfiction late at night, because that is too stimulating to the mind and
right.
gets, you know,
not good
I like
for
to
the
wind down.
When you
no,
go to sleep.
No,
yeah,
I like to wind down. Actually, I'm just bringing up podcasts in my iTunes just to see what if I've got something saved.
All right, why are you looking?
It's not coming up. No, it's
Let
not
me ask
up.
John whether he's
I like the black tapes, for example, and there's
of course you
that's
do.
That's very good.
yeah, of course you do. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't be mean.
Okay.
No. I'll find. There's another one. Oh, there's another one. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Talk to John. I'll find you the one I really like.
John, what is it? Is there any time in your life for podcasts?
Actually, Doug, kind of like the Game of Thrones, I don't have time, and I listen to very, very few podcasts. Oddly enough, one of the few that I listen to is that I want to tell you. I've just forgotten his name. But
you're Victoria. Well, one of the things that I find, where both of you have devoted your careers to news talk, issue-oriented radio stations. John, you've owned lots of stations, run lots of stations, been on lots of stations, whose format has been, as long as I've known you, which is probably pretty darn close to 30 years, always ran stations that carry this format. It seems you'd be your stock in trade. Victoria's been on any number of great talk radio stations around the country over the past. I've known her as long as I've known you. So it's, under the circumstances, it does make a lot of sense that podcasting would be popular among all ages, spoken word, which is sort of the reason I'm going down this street is because I would like you both to reflect for a moment on the realities of what the content is in podcasting versus the reality of the content on news talk radio. Even though it's all spoken word, the younger demo seems to be wanting to hear podcasting versus the people listening to talk radio in a predictable way. Does that make sense?
Overview? Well, podcasts are prepared, and they have a takeoff, they have content, and they have a landing. Mm-hmm. So they're more scripted, even though there may be conversation in the middle. So it's a different thing, and they are very often on different topics, and they tend to do deep dives into the topics. By the way, the two that I really like, one is called The Tip Off, and it is a fascinating podcast that I think you'd both enjoy, and it's an award winner, and it's a look at how investigative journalists, with their tip-offs, get to the bottom of really amazing stories, and it talks to the investigative journalists from around the world. It is brilliant. And the other one I listen to is called Men in Blazers, and it's two guys sitting around talking about the Premier League, and it's very funny.
Ah. telling. I think what people listen to, John, is telling about their personalities. What did you start to say?
I was going to say Michael Harrison. I've enjoyed his podcast. It's probably one of the few that I listen to.
Yeah, they are very good.
He has some great guests on there. But other than that, it seems like everybody and his brother wants to be a talk show host, so they go to podcast. And you can probably count on two hands the number of really good.
You can count podcasts on one hand the number of. There's a listener, but it doesn't take long for you to establish. That's the other thing I find fascinating, is how social media is used to spread the word about some of these things, and how they grow exponentially very quickly if they're any good. If they aren't any good, a month you'll know and you'll move on to others. But there are like 26,000 different podcasts, and now who knows who's listening to all of that stuff? It's kind of like the 500 channels or 500 TV shows that are being produced now versus 30 or 40, 20, 25 years ago. Who's got the time to listen? That's kind of why I asked you what your habits were, John and Victoria, as to listening to them, because I frankly, I don't listen to any podcasts. I haven't.
Well, here's what's so great about Michael Harrison's podcast, because he does exactly what we just described. He does the takeoff. He does an in-depth interview where he does a deep dive with somebody about something that's fascinating, and then he does a landing. And this is something that talk radio radio sometimes does it, but talk radio is a different medium because it's a conversation with the listeners at a different level that is moving along. But his podcast is like a half hour, whereas a talk radio show is a 3 hour show, and you've got different topics moving along, and he's taking one person and doing one deep dive. So it's a different medium.
The podcast we're talking about, you can hear at mhinterview.com. I think Mike McVeigh, who's a broadcasting executive, is in the current one, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, those are ways, those who like News Talk Radio. By the way, you can stream this program at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Streaming of talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can get that every week as we work our way through some of the issues. Let's move into the Trump world here and the impeachment stuff. I kind of put them all together in a manner of speaking. He's a stonewaller. He's ordered Attorney General Barr to be given authority to declassify information as part of the investigation into whether or not intelligence agencies spied on the Trump campaign. Seems to be turning it around a little bit. Victoria is an insider in Washington. Is this going anywhere? Having any impact?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, because some of the impact has to be looked at from the political point of view in terms of, what impact it's having on the Democratic Party. Also, in terms of Trump's new investigation by Attorney General William Barr, which is going to force the intelligence community to reveal sources, is having a very adverse impact on the morale of the intelligence community, which is already not very high, because they are worried. They don't want their intelligence sources to be revealed. No, well, I'm not sure that they did. And intelligence sources who are in foreign countries are at risk, they say. And those intelligence sources, if you've got a source who is in, say, an Eastern Bloc country, they're going to clam up. And that is a risk.
I get that part of it. Yeah. John, what do you think? What's the read in Florida on this?
I think the read here in Florida is if the Democrats are not careful, all of this, I think, could backfire on them.
I think you're right about that, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, the impeachment momentum is they're going to gain nothing out of that. I don't understand. Well, they're just so angry, but it just shows you. And look at the impeachment business, number three, number four, the presidential race contestants. Listen to most of them who are not experienced, not measured, or who are just crazy partisans and represent a certain part of the country in which their thinking is considered enlightened. Warren from Massachusetts, people in Massachusetts, California, love her. You think she gets 3 votes in Nebraska? I doubt it. And you can say the same for Kamala Harris. I mean, you can look up and down.
She went down well in West Virginia.
Did she?
She did.
Kind of a surprise.
A big surprise.
Yeah. All right. So
it's exposing the weaknesses, I think, of all of the Democrats running for president, except for perhaps Joe Biden.
Biden. Yeah, exactly. Joe and John Harper.
And interestingly, the Trump campaign is out to completely nobble him, which makes sense from their point of view
But will not work. I think that's a big mistake as well. They better treat him with kid gloves and treat him with respect, or his old shenanigans will backfire on him. I think that there's a big risk in doing that. He may satisfy his base, but remember, his base is getting smaller, even though he may have approval. But what people who say they approve of him and what they do when they go to the box office, especially if he acts out on say what you will about Joe Biden, he is revered and loved as a senior statesman, and more people like him, I would say, in the main, for his personality than like Trump. So as with the Democrats having a bit of a backfire with the impeachment conversation, Trump risks a lot by taking shots, but that's him, and so he'll take his shots, and I don't think it works as well. It was easy to take shots at Hillary and some of these other characters, even in the Republican Party, because they deserve it. They leave themselves open for it, but I don't know about about Joe. John Harper, I kept saying he was from the Gold Coast. He's from the Space Coast in Florida. Victoria Jones here on the Talk Radio Review. If you have trouble getting people to smile back at you when you smile at them, problem may be you got ugly teeth and they're afraid to even look at you because your teeth are so ugly. If that's the case, ugly, then Power Swabs will fix you right up. Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes. Do it every 5, 6, 7 days. Before you know it, all of the stains will be lifted off, whatever the source. It could be wine, could be tea, could be coffee, could be smoking, whatever it is. Call 800-208-1797 and use the DJV code. You get Power Swabs for 50% of the retail price. 800-208-1797. The old song, You'll Never Smile Again, that will not be your song. You'll be smiling, the whole world will be smiling at you with a good smile provided by using Power Swabs, which you can get at half price. Call 800-208-1797 to clean up your act. Talk Radio Countdown Show, how do you do? Doug Steffen here reviewing the stories. Number 10, the official list from Talkers Magazine, the finale of the Game of Thrones and what it means to American entertainment, I guess, much as anything else. Immigration reform is number 9. The relationship we have ongoing with Iran, number 8. The passing of these new abortion laws, number 7. Number 6, the weather in the Midwest and what it means to farmers and the cost of our food, that sort of thing. That's also impacted by the China trade war, which is number 5. That is what we're going to be paying, especially for food, in this next winter. Number 4, the presidential race and the contenders. Number 3, the impeachment momentum that may or may not be gaining. Number 2 and number 1 surround Donald Trump, his tax returns, and whether or not he's stonewalling the investigation. So that's the story of the top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there's a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to toploss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitran. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. Toploss.com.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with an official list of all the people, according to research at Talkers Magazine. Find Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. So the president of China, Xi Jinping, is number 10. Pete Buttigieg is number 9. Joe Biden on the list at number 8. Beto O'Rourke at 7. Rex Tillerson has apparently spent a lot of time talking about his many enjoyable moments or not, as part of the Trump administration this week. Number 5, AOC. Number 4, Rashida Tlaib, I believe. Number 3, Don McGahn. There's always an interesting sort of swirl around him, as there is around Nancy Pelosi, who's number two this week. Happy to talk about Donald Trump walking out of the meeting they had this week. And as usual, Donald Trump, the president, is number one on the people list, thanks to the work at Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items from this past week in the world of technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, whose voice is also attached to these items as well. So let's start. Number five, Victoria.
Number five is all about the U.S. Postal Service. They have officially launched a pilot test program of autonomous mail delivery. They're going to be using self-driving trucks from a startup called Too Simple, and they're going to try out a 1,000-mile route between mail distribution centers in Phoenix and Dallas. And this will include 5 round trips over a period of 2 weeks. And each truck will have a safety engineer and a driver on board to monitor the truck's performance and the safety of it. And so federal regulations limit the number of consecutive hours that a truck driver can travel. So USPS is always, as we know, always trying to figure out how to save money, how to get out of the red, which I don't think is ever going to happen. But they think that having autonomous vehicles will actually help them save a lot of money in the long run. And so this is on top of the proposal that they recently made to deliver mail 5 days a week instead of 6. So we'll see. But good luck to them.
Number four this week is a focus on Lyft and an ancillary investment in another business that's somehow related.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In July of 2018, Lyft announced that it was buying a company called Motivate, and that's the largest bike share operator in the U.S. They own City Bike in New York City, especially. That's their premier property. So now, if you are in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Santa Monica, California, New York City, you can use the Lyft app to also book a City Bike or an e-scooter, where they're not e-scooters. The electronic scooters and bikes are not legal in New York City, but they are legal in a bunch of other places, and so now Lyft says that they will be expanding to 40,000 bikes around the country, which will make them the largest bike share system in the world. So good luck to Lyft. But Uber also has a similar thing. If you use the Uber app, you can also book a bike from their company called Jump. So once again, Uber and Lyft very much still neck and neck together.
Yep. Number three this week, a focus on Microsoft's Windows 10. This is something that was very important for me. Thank you, Victoria, for telling me this story. I had all the updates, and there were 10 or 12 of them that you needed to get. If you haven't had them yet, listen to Victoria and then do what she tells you to do.
Yeah, well, last week we talked about a huge breach and a vulnerability in Windows XP and Windows 7. And those two systems were no longer tech-supported by Microsoft. However, a lot of people still use them and because they didn't like how the new Windows was looking. So now there's once the security warning went out from Windows or from Microsoft, they said, look, you've got to get off of the XP and Windows 7. You've got to update to Windows 10. This new update was issued this week, and so it has a new look to it. It has some other bells and whistles, but for security purposes, if you are a Windows user, definitely make sure that you are up to date because it not only changes the font and the format and all that stuff, the pretty stuff, but it really does help secure your computer because it was a very, very large vulnerability.
Number two, Comcast.
Comcast freaked a lot of people out this week. They're reportedly working on a device that's similar to Amazon Echo and Google Home, but their version will closely monitor health and basically your personal day-to-day habits. And so it will have sensors and a focus on whether someone's making frequent trips to the bathroom. Yes, that's actually what they want to know about. And spending more time than usual in bed. And so essentially, Comcast is in discussions with hospitals about potentially using this device to ensure the patients don't end up back in the hospital after they've been discharged. Now, what's scary about this is that means your internet service provider, your doctor, and insurance companies would know exactly what you're doing all day, every day. They'll have unfiltered views into your vitals. A lot of people say this is a terrible thing to happen, and what they're probably going to do is offer lower insurance premiums if you agree to have this device in your house. I don't think that's worth the risk, personally, but I'm sure a lot of people will take them up on it because they'll be able to save on their premiums.
Number one is a warning, kind of a, I don't know if it's a dire warning or not. You tell us.
Well, I think it is a very serious warning. Police across the country have come out with horrifying stories of robberies and killings linked to making online purchases. And just last week, a missing pregnant woman was found dead in a Chicago house after she met someone from a Facebook group and she had agreed to buy some baby items from this person and the guy ended up murdering her. So it's the warning comes kind of on the heels of that story, especially. If you are going to be buying and exchanging goods from either a Facebook group or or Craigslist, anything like that, police across the country are saying make sure you do it in a police lot, in a parking lot, or in a lobby just to be extra safe.
All right. Better to be safe than sorry, so they say. Good job. Thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.